Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Lowe's knows you want the best for Dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to 2 free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Today is May 18th. Runs are hard to score in this league. Almost impossible is what it looks like when you watch Pirates games. Let's talk about it all. You're listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Yens guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh, and I'm joined as always by my brother, Jake. What's up, Jake?
What's going on, man?
My windows are not quite set up the way that I always set them up, so I still got a little bit of organizing to do here. We're good.
My lights are going crazy in here. My screen camera's going dim and bright and dim and bright. It's fun time. It'll be good. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
We are not getting our chats yet. So, beautiful. This is where I will edit the audio portion of things. And, you know, we'll just take a second here to make sure that we have some things working. Not sure why. So save your best chats because we're not getting them. Did you get that?
I did not.
Nope. I mean either. Okay. Let's turn this off and turn it back on. How's that sound?
It's just this light up top keeps turning on and off. What is it doing? What the heck is happening? I'm done.
You're done?
We're not. I'm not doing that light today.
We're not getting. I can get a test message.
What happens when you anger a brain surgeon?
Yeah.
They'll give you a piece of your mind.
Hopefully, we're still live here, but we're going to reopen this stream page here and see if we can get it coming here, because we want to make sure that we get your guys' chats for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm still not. How do you force this? Oh, this is great. Great start to the show, guys. We're going to have to... I'll keep an eye on the chat, but it looks like we may have to... Looks like I may have to do this solo, like just calling them out. You know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's not working. So, okay. Keep the chats coming. I will call them out, but we got to get this show going. Sorry about that. So I was late getting here tonight. We had to get together with some friends, had a great time, played some wiffle ball in the yard and nice. Destroyed the kids. The dads destroyed the kids.
So, as they should.
As they should. No mercy. You know what I mean? We had run limits. We get to our run limit every inning. It's how we do things. and told them they did fantastic.
We're just that much better than you, and we know it.
We scored a lot of runs, something the Pirates are not doing. So Pitt City, what I see you out there, Rob, Martin, guys are all, what do we got? So Pitt City says things are so bad. Jake is puffing a duper. What do you got, something in your mouth?
It's a golf tee.
Oh my God.
It's a Pirates golf tee.
That's hilarious. Oh boy. Yeah, that is funny.
It was sitting here, so I just picked it up and started playing with it. Next thing you know, it makes it over to my mouth.
That is funny. I'm really upset that this is why you got to be home on time. Yeah, this is why you got to be home on time, man. This is terrible. So, all right. I can't troubleshoot it on the spot. That's just not the thing. Just not the thing. But either way, you know, the offense is bad. We're going to talk about stuff like that. Obviously, Paul Skeens, Brian Reynolds, couple hits on Saturday's game, but maybe felt like there was a little bit there today. Got a nice hard hit single early. I think there's still some struggle there. Michael from 412 says, we know it's not a golf tee, Jake. It's okay. This was a rough series. Oh boy. Yeah. So, got our first look of Spencer Horwitz. Obviously O'Neal Cruz played in these games. Or at least Saturday, Sunday, right? He did not play Friday, right? He pinch hit Friday. Yeah. So, you know, a couple things like that. A little bit of Jared Jones stuff, as Martin actually puts in the chat. The Jared Jones news capped off a bad weekend. So, all right, Jake, let's set this up this way. The Phillies series going into this thing, we were lined up to face, Suarez, Wheeler, and Christopher Sanchez. And essentially when I saw that, it was like, I don't know, maybe you can try to steal one. Wags, we'll get into Jones. But it looked like a sweep from the onset. Like it had sweep written all over it. And then it was like, hey, maybe a break because you've got a major league debut Sunday instead of Sanchez. You know what I mean? And so now you've got Mick Abel coming up to make his debut. Now, granted, highly touted Mick Abel. You know what I mean? Fantastic pitcher. And you kind of knew, like, all right, this is a stud 23-year-old pitcher coming up, him and Andrew Painter in their system. You know what I'm saying? And it just feels like, all right, I can see, you know, 2.53 ERA so far in AAA this year. And, you know, he's a former first round pick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's still a major league debut and you got Paul Skeens going. So maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely empty. This offense could not be struggling more.
It's probably one of the worst I've ever seen. There's a reasoning behind it. Say it's one of the worst I've ever seen it, right? There's so much. Now, granted, it's not like we'll start with this one. I don't think this is a playoff team if everybody's playing to their full potential. They'd have to be playing beyond their potential. That's not what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
But there's so much potential on this team to be average, and they're so far below it.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah, you know, I've had a few texts from people, and that's just like, I don't see any way it could get any better. Well, I do. Like, Brian Reynolds could start hitting. O'Neal Cruz could be healthy and get back on track. And Andrew McCutchen could continue to contribute. Mm-hmm. Nick Gonzalez could get healthy. Spencer Horwitz finishes up his extended spring training, per se.
Sure.
You know, there's... Triolo's, get him away from the team. Like, get Tommy Pham away from the team. It's just so much potential. And just to see none of it coming into falling into place is just the most, it's more frustrating to watch that than my camera right now, which is just driving me absolutely insane. Like, don't, I'm probably going to stand up and turn my room light on because it's going to be better.
Don't worry about it. Fine. It's fine. It is. It is kind of fitting though.
Yeah.
You know, just let's just lean into it. It's fitting. Yeah. There's not a whole lot to say. Listen, I've been doing shows. If you guys aren't aware, there's shows every day, right? They're not live, but there's shows every day. And, you know, it is difficult because I could literally come on and say the same thing every time. Hey, pitching was fantastic. Team didn't score. And it could just be all the time over and over again, right? There's nothing there. So, you know, Brian Reynolds is struggling. And that's a big point. That's a big piece of it. O'Neill Cruz has been hurt. And he's in the game right now, Jake. He's in these games. He's not healthy.
No.
That ball that came inside and he kind of moved to try to get out of the way of it a little bit. And then all of a sudden he's holding that same spot in his back. Like, he's not there. He's swinging hard, but like, I don't know. It just feels like it's not there. I don't know if that makes a big difference. I mean, he did sit for a while, probably wasn't swinging at all. And then he's just right back into it and he's facing Zach Wheeler. And then for all it's worth here, Mick Abel was really good. Like, he was, like, the pitches, he was really good, but you can get to this bullpen. There were two guys that thrown there. Strom's fantastic too. He's had a great season. The other two, like, you can get to them and they looked dominant in a different way. Right. There was some opportunities that felt like, oh man, you didn't have many opportunities against Abel. He really did pitch really well. It's so hard to tell. When you're watching this team, it's like, I don't know if this pitcher's good or if this is just a normal night for the Pirates. I think Mick Abel was good, but even if he wasn't, how much different does this look? You know what I mean? Right. You just don't know. That's the thing that's frustrating, is it's hard to actually identify when somebody's earning it or it's ho-hum, same thing you deal with. And would we still be playing right now? I mean, no, because our bullpen would have to come in. But you know what I mean? At what point does that game go to if a slow chopper up the middle just becomes the double play instead of IKF not able to turn it? Not now. And I'll even say that's not even on IKF. Like, that's a slow chopper. He has to go back to the base and then throw it. Like, that's a tough play to make.
Yeah, I thought he did a pretty nice job on that play. I mean, did everything he could.
Right. If that ball's hit a little bit harder, double play. You know what I mean? So, like, you don't penalize the pitcher for getting softer contact.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's, you know, that's a piece of it. It's fine. One run never bothers me. You had to score one to win anyway. Yeah. So it wouldn't have mattered if the Phillies would have scored 27. If you're not going to score any, you're going to lose. And that's a loss is a loss. And I know some people say, well, that's not true. If they lose 27 to nothing, that's terrible. Kind of. You still only get one loss. I honestly don't care. You get to go back at it tomorrow. Like, I don't care about a 20. It's fine. This is what happened. It got out of hand. Whatever. It doesn't. Maybe that's just me. I'm sure it's just me. There's probably a lot of people that care, right? But this was a fantastic outing for Paul Skeens. It was as good as we've seen him in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
And he gets a complete game for it. Because they didn't have to hit. 9 strikeouts in this one. 1 walk. Just that one run that we talked about. Only 3 hits. He was fantastic. And he would have went the 9th, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I know he's up over. He was at, what, 90? He was at
102.
He was at 102. So, that's right. I was thinking 99. But then So, I think they at least let him start the inning. You know what I mean? If he gets a base runner, you get him out of there. But other than that, he's going out there.
Yeah.
But that's kind of old school a little bit too, right? Complete game loss. Like, that doesn't happen very often. You know what I mean? Not anymore. Yeah. Not in this game, this day and age. And so, you know, kind of a little bit old school there. A couple of people say, like, what? How do you get a complete game and lose? I'm like, well, I mean, they used to do it all the time. They used to do it all the time. What are you talking about?
Well, it wasn't a one run, like, 1-0 game. It was usually like a 4-3.
Could have been, yeah.
And they still go to it. Like,
could have been.
Pedro Martinez used to go the distance all the time and give up 3 runs.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of a little bit of a, A little bit of an old school piece there. I mean, but this stuff happened too. If you're only giving up, if you're only giving up one run, though, that probably did happen more than you think, because why would you ever come out?
Right. Right. Speaking of old school piece, Donnie Kelly giving us a little old school, let's just get thrown out of every other game.
I'm here for it, man.
I like it, man.
Well, let's just say first off, like, he should have been. That was a terrible call.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. Do your thing. Yeah.
Very, very slowly but surely, you're seeing the shift in the, maybe not obviously results, because that's clear that we're not seeing changes there, but we're seeing a shift in maybe just like clubhouse culture, like the team in general. You're starting to see them wear everything a little bit more. You get a little more frustrated that they're not coming through. Granted, this is not ending in results yet, but I think that they get frustrated enough. Some of them, the ones who will stay, will remain, will start to break through, because they've had enough. Like, enough's enough. I got to snap out of this. We got to get this going. And the ones that can't figure that out are the ones that are going to be gone.
I just fixed the chat.
There you go.
Martin, you get the first one. I just fixed it. We're good. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I was going to say, you know, and then I said, I don't know.
Right.
But we're good.
Thought.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We could complain about the offense longer. You know, we're going there. Yeah, Bucko Mike's out there telling me to relax the voice until next Sunday. He didn't want to hear from me. You don't have to hit play on the videos. I want you to, but you don't have to. you know, let me share this a little bit, because I think there's something to it. Hold on.
Get it out.
I'm going to have to cough a little bit there. Paul Skeens, home and away, splits. He's 1-3 at home. 4.13 ERA, 24 innings, 20 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned, 4 home runs, 6 walks, 19 strikeouts, a hit by pitch, a wild pitch. That's 7.1 strikeouts per 9, not what you'd expect, and a 1.083 whip, which means he's still fantastic. But that 4.13, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's 4 home games. Now, he just threw his 6th away game. And right before we went on here, I collected the updated numbers, 2-2, which, I'll be honest with you, we can argue about this if you want to, but or you can just let it go. I don't care. Wins and losses are a team stat, not a starting pitcher stat. 140 ERA, 38 2/3 innings. So more of a, 6 games versus 4. So the numbers, remember, this is with an extra 14 innings and 2/3. So almost 15 innings. 23 hits versus 20, 7 runs, 6 earned, so almost half. No home runs on the road, 10 walks, 43 strikeouts, which is 10. It's more now. It's more than 10 strikeouts per 9. That one wasn't updated on the site, because MLB doesn't put that stat up. And a 0.85 whip, which is 1,000 less, because it's 1.083. That's a lie. 1.083, not 1,000 less. 0.85 whip. No hit batters, no wild pitches. I mean, he's just flat out better on the road.
Yeah.
Flat out.
That's just this year, right?
That's just this year. That's only this year. So
yeah.
You can blame it however you want. I don't really feel like going down that path. I'm not sitting here saying, well, that's because of the sell the team chance, or that's because nobody's showing up. You can write your own story there.
Yeah.
Because you've given up 4 home runs at home in a pitcher's park and none on the road. You know what I mean? And he just pitched he's pitched in Cincinnati. He just pitched in Philly. Like, these are not pitcher's parks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's also faced the Dodgers lineup on the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy right now, the home and road. I contribute it wherever you want, but that's a big deal. And maybe to double down, you got a guy that hits the ball, Joey Bart, who's much better at home than he is on the road. So it means even harder to score runs on the road.
Yeah, well.
And yes, Martin brings up a good point. Yes, there was a home game where he gave up 5 runs. So that could be, you know, I mean, of the 11, 5 of them is in one start. So that's fair, but it's not just the runs. You take a look at the whip, it's still really good. But even like the strikeouts aren't there, the home runs, right? And so, and to be fair, 3 of those home runs were in another game where he gave up 3 solo shots and 3 runs. And so, like, but we're starting to get sample size here.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's interesting that he's had tougher matchups at times. I mean, the Cubs are tough, but tougher matchups at times. And it's, you know what I'm saying? He's just been incredible on the road, which is when you need it. And they just, yeah, we just can't score. Now, he was 2-1 going into today. So like they're even, they, you know, whatever, but Miles, I understand the concern here. Miles says, oh crap, stats to back up the crowd of people saying he shouldn't want to stay in Pittsburgh. And he's not agreeing, but like, it is true. There's a lot of people right now out there saying how, you know, he's going to want out eventually, you know, sooner than later. And I addressed this on, I think it was either Friday morning or Thursday morning's show, because the chatter about, you know, oh, they should trade Paul Skeens right now. It's ridiculous. Go listen to those. Go listen to Thursday, Friday. I throw a piece in there. We don't need to go into it right now, but, Paul Skeens is still Paul Skeens, man. He's still a very special pitcher. And, I don't like, he was fantastic today. And all of those stats that matter are still going to be, they're still going to exist. He's still building a resume. It's still great to watch him throw. Obviously, you wish the lineup would score. He does too. Everybody there does. I don't feel bad for him in the way that, like, the game that he gave up 5 runs, I felt bad for him because it was his fault, right? This wasn't his fault. He was great. So, I don't know. I think I have a weird perspective on that. Because of the fact that, like, the team lost, it sucks for everybody. If the team wins, it's good for everybody. Yeah. I just don't care who gets it. That's all. You know what I mean? It just doesn't matter to me.
That's fair.
This is a good point by Martin, too. Seems to be a big game pitcher. Rises to the challenge against tough teams. I mean, the Phillies are no joke. The Dodgers are no joke. Even in that Cubs game where he gave up 3 home runs, they were all solo. It was still just 3 runs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah,
let's not hide behind the fact that he's a power pitcher at the end of the day, and power pitchers are going to give up some home runs.
Sure.
It just happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he really, man, he's done such a great job at not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But it's going to happen. Like, he's going to give up that solo shot once in a while. It's just inevitable.
And the whip is so low that it is a solo shot more times than it's not. It feels like, I haven't looked that number up, but like, it's just amazing that, like, there's nobody on. You know what I mean? Every time there's a home run, it feels like there's nobody on. Yeah, Matt, it's totally ridiculous. It is silly.
Yeah.
There's no, listen to the shows. I have to promote the other shows, right? I have to do that.
Right.
That's what I'm supposed to be doing here. So I can't go into my take there. Pitt City, what? This is it, man. And we can talk about this for a minute, right before we get into a couple other things. Pirates almost have a losing record all time. Does Bob Nutting have no shame? I don't think that is correlates directly. I mean, it sucks for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that he's happy about that. You know, this isn't Major League where she's sitting up there saying, oh, I hate this song. You know what I mean? It's,
right.
But the last sentence, even if you're trying, you're failing. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. But this has been happening for a long time, you know, even pre-Bob Nutting. So the losing is a thing. And you could go back to the strike in 94, 95 and say that the game sort of changed back then. And, you know, they haven't been able to build it since then. To me, it's not an excuse because there's other teams that have. And they've done it themselves for a window. You know what I mean? So yeah. like that you can do it. It's not like you can't. It is harder. And sure. it's harder for all of them. I mean, even Cleveland, who's been competitive for many years, still haven't ever won. You know what I mean? We're close.
Yeah.
But like it hasn't happened. You could even go back to Boston and Chicago, two of the high dollar teams lost for 100 years before they won. It wouldn't be crazy for the Pirates to go 100 years without a World Series. Like if you think about it, if the Red Sox and the Cubs can go 100 years without winning a World Series, certainly the Pirates could.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
But that's wild to think about.
Yeah. I mean, scary to think about, right? I was born
yeah.
just a few years after 79. He has never yeah. seen it. You know what I mean? You could see me with white hair sitting in a chair one day on a documentary saying like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And I'm never going to see it happen. Oh, shoot.
Are you still sick or something?
No. Feeling good. Feeling good.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Maybe we're all getting a little bit sick in a different way.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
It's just rough when you're just okay with missing the game.
I've never heard. So a little inside baseball here. I was talking to our mom one day and she's like, I don't even feel bad if I miss a game. I've never heard her say that.
No.
Granted, it has changed. Since Shelton has been fired, it has changed. Watching the games have changed a little bit. Yeah. Today's game was frustrating because they didn't score, but like Skeens was so impressive. There was a moment when it was like, this is an old fashioned pitcher's duel and I'm actually enjoying it until you get later and you're like, gosh, you gotta come up with something, man. You know what I mean? And then yeah. the frustration builds in. But if you're just watching a baseball game, you know what I mean? Like those 1-0 games, I think are fun. Anything can happen at any moment. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just one of those things like the team is a little easier to watch, but they're still not going to win more games.
Yeah.
And this is what I think they'll win more eventually. Right. I think this team, we've talked about it a bunch. We've talked about the guys that are going to be coming into the lineup. We just saw Spencer Horwitz for the weekend and we're going to talk about him in a second, but like there's a little bit of help. The problem is, Jake, is the team, and I've said this week, the team that Ben Sherrington built is a 500 team. It's not good enough. So even right. when they get their reinforcements and they're quote unquote better, they're still only ever going to be a 500 team at yeah. their best.
Yeah. It's
unless they, yeah. unless they outplay like back in the 23 when they went 20-8, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. then you could say like, oh, so in that moment, For a stretch of 28 games, they outplayed their ability. You know what I mean? And they've yeah. got the pitching staff to do something like that if several of them get hot. You know what I mean? But like, I don't,
yeah.
I'm not calling 20-8, obviously, but to go yeah. on some, to get some wins, to go on a run, to take, you know, to host a team and get a sweep here and there. You know what I mean? Like they'll have the ability to do those things. But big picture, long term, if you go back and take away the first 38 games, at the end of the season, you're probably looking at a 500 ball team. And that depends on what they do at the trade deadline, which, you know, I talked to Doug Smith earlier today and, you know, he's starting to say like, what was that going to look like? And I'm like, I'm not there yet. Let's let it go a little bit, right? I'm not yeah. there yet. But there might be more. So we've got a couple more things. So I want to move on here. Let's talk a little bit about your first look at Spencer Horwitz and, you know, what we've seen. Okay, so at the plate, like, let's give him some time, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We see a lot of guys who, I mean, he was fine in AAA. It seemed like he was doing all right. But, like, that's not major league. So he didn't have a spring training.
Yeah.
He had 19 days in the minor leagues. And that's a lot less than, you know what I mean, what you would think.
They had what, like 30 something at bats?
Yeah, I just feel like with all that time off, you know what I mean, you'd like to see maybe a few more. 20 days is the max. They had to activate him. And so here we are, you know what I mean? And it's unfortunate he has Zach Wheeler for his first matchup. You know what I mean? He got a hit today, but I think there's some time that you can go there. But I don't know, like, and anybody in the chat, like, you know, we just watched a first baseman play first base. How long's it been since we've done that for the Pirates? When was the last guy who's a first baseman that's played first? Rowdy? I guess Connor Joe? Like, you could call him a first baseman.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
But, like, this year, there hasn't been one.
No.
Like, Matt Gorski's a better outfielder. And then he robs a guy of a home run and then gets sent down. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a breath of fresh air, even if it is just on defense.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's always nice as an infielder to throw the ball to a first baseman, not to a guy that's playing first base.
Yeah. Pitt City What says, I'm actually surprised which teams have losing all-time records. I mean, it's a good point. I think it still hurts only because I still, as when you look over, like, I like baseball history. I like going back and looking at, you know, all the things. I like looking at how baseball was made.
Because those are the rules of Sticky McSchnickens. That's why.
I like the baseball history. I still, and I know I grew up, you know, near Pittsburgh, so I would be unbiased here, but I still consider the Pirates to be one of those historic teams who have been there. You know what I mean? They were in the first World Series. You got, you know, big time players like Honus Wagner and Roberto Clemente, who are considered to be some of the absolute best ever at their positions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Barry Bonds started here. You know, that counts for something. But, like, there's a lot in between that too. Ralph Kiner, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of history that's gone through Pittsburgh. And it was one of those teams throughout history that was, you know, it had its periods, but it is, you know, it's one of those historic franchises, one of the original teams kind of thing. You know what I mean? And so I look back at that and, you know, I still kind of see that. I think that a lot of younger people, even people our age, they don't. Because they don't care about the history. And that's, so there's a certain view that they have of this team that they've earned, by the way. I'm not trying to, like, say, oh, this is a shame.
Right.
But now that record, which has kind of stood through 20, 30 years of, you know, besides four seasons of just losing, that you've racked up the ability to even out their full team. You know what I mean? As Bucko Mike says, the 70s teams, like the lumber company Martin puts in there, like they were, this was like the cream of the crop major league franchise. You know what I'm saying? And, and it was in several decades, like in the 60s, you know, they won a World Series and there was, you know, there are teams like obviously the Yankees are an anomaly, but even like the Cardinals with like 9 world championships, but you got teams like the Pirates who are right there. It's been so long. But like 5 World Series championships, you know what I mean? Like you're on par with, very similar to Cincinnati in a lot of ways. But like, I don't know, man. It just feels like that, even of that forever record, it stings a little bit, even though I know that there's many franchises with that. And it's kind of one of those things, especially like nature of baseball in the last 50 years, maybe when like rebuilds are a real thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you quote unquote tank for 3, 4, 5 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. Matt says Mario Mendoza would hit 6th in this lineup. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So Martin says, I've liked what I've seen from Horwitz so far. So back on track there, I think just seeing a first baseman, there was a nice play made, gotten out at home that felt like that wasn't a difficult play. Like it was like you ran on contact and we got you out and that's what should happen, which has been difficult for this team to do.
Yeah.
So it, you know, felt good. But there's also just, if you watch little nuances and things, just watching him around the bag, how effortless these things are because they're natural.
Natural.
Exactly.
And what are we speaking in?
Unison. Good job. So I think it's been, at least from that standpoint, like it's fine. It's a breath of fresh air. But It does. He's got a hit. That's what we need him to do. So yeah. I'm looking forward to him kind of. This homestand should be good. Yeah. Cincinnati, I mean, they've got some good pitching. I'm not taking that away from them, but it feels like Cincinnati and Milwaukee may be a little more on par with how this team should be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said, yeah. They're not playing that well yet, but how they should be. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Let's not give, like, if you're saying like, well, it looks like he fits right in. It's too early to do that.
Right. Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Like, give people chances, man.
Yeah. We may as well jump right into, I'm looking at the time here. We may as well jump right into this. They all reported it, but here's the Noah House tweet here. Jared Jones will have his right elbow re-examined Tuesday. Pirates recommended Jones be re-examined based on how his throwing program has progressed, and he does clarify. This is why I'm using this one specifically, because he's the first to say there was a setback. That's something that, you know, we hadn't heard from the other reports. Surgery is an option, but no decision has been made. This is really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Obviously, going back to Keith Meister, who is the Tommy John guy right now, one of the top guys. So, you know, I don't. Obviously, we kind of had a thought that this would be maybe, you know, maybe at some point this year, but maybe the whole year. And then it seemed like everything was going well, and it was like, hey, we're going to see this dude in July. And not the case now. Well, yeah, if there's a setback, that's not the case. We're not going to see him in July. But if it's surgery, that's even longer.
Yeah, it's next July.
So how, or no, later than that now, you know what I mean? Like, most of the time you're looking 18 months. You've got to do rehab. You've got to, you know what I'm saying? With the whole nine yards, you're looking at, you know, September of next year, maybe even, if that even happens, I don't know. But Miles says, biggest to me is not going after it initially. Yeah. And it's hard to say, obviously we're not in those rooms. We're not making those decisions. And, you know, it's hard to say if they felt like they got two opinions. I know they had one. I don't remember how it went. If there was one saying surgery, they got a second opinion, and it was like maybe not, or maybe one that didn't say surgery, but they were getting a second to see, you know what I mean? I don't remember how it actually went, but the idea is like, you're not in that room with those decisions. And if you think you can battle back, man, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to say, like, at the time he made that decision, the players on this team thought they might have something.
Yeah.
If anything, I don't think so. There was a setback. I don't think the setback is the Pirates record. You know what I mean? No, I don't think that's the case. So I don't want to jump to say like, well, maybe they're just doing it because what's the point? I don't think that's it. I think that they, you know, he's trying to get back. He was, you know, I think they were maybe just trying this. I know that it prolongs it, and that kind of stinks. I guess the silver lining here for the Pirates is that, you know, this team is kind of deep in pitching. You know what I mean? Martin has a comment about Burrows is looking good. You know, you've got a couple in here in the chat talking about, is that trading Bubba Chandler? Don't do that. Mike, you know what I mean? I understand what you're doing here. Roman Anthony's a stud, but Bubba Chandler there. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going there. Uh-oh, did he delete it after he said it? I love that. It disappeared. I can't take it off the screen because it's gone. I love it. I'll go to this one. Pitt City, what says, no way Sherrington makes it to the end of the season if this keeps up, draft or not. I actually think he still might. GM's in the middle of the season, maybe like at the end of the season, but like GM's in the middle of the season, they don't make a whole lot of sense unless you're going to blow the whole thing up. And I think I don't see him make it. I don't see him as the GM next year already. I think it's barring a miracle comeback and all of his players are key in that. You know what I mean? Like, Spencer Horwitz ends up with 25 homers, and you know what I mean? Nick Gonzalez comes up and tears it. tears the cover off the ball and you have some way they make a trade at the deadline that brings in somebody that makes this huge impact and they end up above 500 at the end of the year. I think that's the only way he's, and that's not going to happen, Jake. Like that's not, right. That's the only way he keeps his job.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't, you know what I mean? What do
you
I
change,
know?
You change end of season to end of calendar year, you're 100% right. No way he makes it to the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think as soon as this thing's over, or I could see September to start the search. You know what I mean? Once the season's over. But I think, I guess the point in saying this was, the next GM that comes in has something to work with here.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is a total blow up. There's players here.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know what I mean? You've got three guys locked up. You may move one of them. You may move two of them. Reynolds, probably not, right? But I mean, I could see maybe Mitch Keller on the move as part of like a let's retool this thing. I could see maybe even Key Brian Hayes somehow on the move. Unfortunately, that might mean Triolo's your third baseman along with whoever else they bring in, but I don't know. Like, it's hard to tell, but there is something to work with here and there's pitching depth. So some trades are not out of the question. But that will be, there will be some sort of urgency with the next GM. Yeah. There will not be a rebuild. At least I would hope.
No, because they're not going to get rid of Skeens until it's necessary. And they're going to want to try to do something in the small window they got.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's enough here that it's not a full blow up. But it's definitely a question. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
If it gets worse, maybe. Maybe as early as July, but still, I just don't know. I don't know when you go full into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So speaking of pitching and Bubba Chandler in the chat, Bubba pitched today, which I speculated this week that we would watch Sunday very closely. And if he does not pitch, I kind of thought maybe Tuesday lined up to be a good debut day for him. It's obviously not going to happen now. We're now looking towards the weekend, but I don't know what that looks like because I don't think that they're, maybe because there's no days off this week, they might push maybe Skeens to Saturday and allow Bubba to throw Friday, be his turn to throw with his 4 days off. You know what I mean? And so I could see maybe Bubba going Friday, Skeens going Saturday and Keller just to push them 1 day, which is fine because that's like they had a day off. Miles says 86 pitches. Yes, but he was 86 pitches his last start, I believe, as well. So I think it is a season high, but I think he threw 86 on Tuesday. I'm going to double check that real quick for you, but I believe he threw 86 on Tuesday.
And I hear all this and I agree with all this. But it really just like, we say it, we can't score runs. Who cares who's pitching at this point?
Confirmed, like, yeah. Tuesday he did go 86 as well. And so that's back-to-back starts at 86 pitches. That's a big deal. And so, you know what I mean? I mean, 4 1/3, 7 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. He's got a 2.17 ERA right now. And Baseball America's drooling over him right now. I don't know why you don't make the move when you have Majinski struggling. He had a couple nice starts. That's fine. The guy goes once, twice through the order and it runs out. And you know what I'm saying? And like, we've seen it over and over again. He's had a few good starts. He's a good pitcher. I think making the move to make him a long man and keep him stretched out is important. I think the thing that they've done where they've stretched him out and it's helped the team. I will say, like, yes, that's fine. He has shown that he can help. And I guess that's where I want to go with this a little bit because, Jake, we're not even talking deadline, but wouldn't you be listening on Andrew Heaney right now before this stops?
Yeah.
So if you're listening on Andrew Heaney, you bring up Bubba Chandler and you keep Majinski in a long man role so that he stays stretched out. If somebody calls with Andrew Heaney and has a nice piece, I know like a lot of people are going to say, I don't want Sherrington a part of any more trades, but like So you have to do something, and that's where we're at. So it's going to happen. But like, why wouldn't you move Heaney now? And then if you do, if you're not ready to just bring Burrows up, which, like I said, you know what I mean? We've seen the comments. He's pitching well right now too. But if you're not ready to just bring him up, Majinski could still help out in that spot. He could still spot start. Keep him stretched out because he actually is helping in some way. I mean, if the offense isn't going to score, what's it matter if he gives up four runs?
Well, that's what I was saying, you know, earlier. Like, what's it matter who we bring up as pitchers? Like, we can't score runs. So you could go out there and give up one run every game, and you're still going to have a losing record at this point.
You're going to have a losing record either way, but yeah.
I'm in on 100% in on Bubba Chandler getting the call. He's earned it. I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
All that good stuff. But at the end of the day, we need people that are going to help us score runs.
But that doesn't exist.
Exactly. It's just
so the Andrew Heaney trade, maybe, but it,
yeah,
probably not.
Yeah. And that's why I'm listening already, because I need something.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably not going to get anything that's going to help this year, though. You know what I mean? No. You're sending him to a team that needs somebody. They're not going to get rid of one of their major leaguers.
Exactly.
So, you know, there's that. But
even for Heaney, you're probably not going to get a AAA bat that's ready.
No. Oh, no.
That guy's going to have to be pretty well blocked in order to pry him.
True. Which I could see being possible. You know what I mean? I could see Mitch Keller. That's a deadline move, but I could see Mitch Keller being moved to a team like Baltimore. You know what I mean? At this point, I mean, it depends on what they do, but they need longer term options. And, you know, they just fired their manager too, which I'll be honest with you, I don't think I agree with as much as Shelton, maybe not even Bud Black. I mean, I understand that was really bad, but like, we all knew they'd be really bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You look for teams that are underperforming, and the Orioles are one of them. But you're also looking at a guy who just won Manager of the Year a couple of years ago. So there's a little bit there that's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, Derek Shelton has never been that. And you were supposed to have a 500 team. I know they act like it was going to be more than that. It was never going to be more than that. And you were way under that. So you were not doing the job. You also had a better team in 24 than you had in 23. You could say O'Neill Cruz alone made that better. You know what I mean? But you had the same amount of wins. You didn't get better. So Derek Shelton was an obvious move.
Yeah.
Brandon Hyde, I'm not so sure of. You didn't. And you could go back to like, they didn't do anything on the pitching side of things that makes sense. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're looking at a team that Baltimore, like there's some urgency there. They've got a lot of studs on that offense. A lot of them aren't hitting, but like it's there. They need to move quickly. And so I don't know. Maybe there's something there. Maybe both. Maybe you create a good trade partner by sending Heaney there early. And then maybe this offseason they meet back up and keep talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But either way, Bubba needs to come up because he's good enough to come up.
Yeah.
And
that's what I said. I'm by all means, board for it.
Yeah. This offense isn't exciting, but I still love watching Paul Skenes. It's not like I didn't enjoy watching Paul Skenes pitch today. I do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've enjoyed watching this starting rotation do what they've done for the majority of the season and the majority of the games anyway, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I, you know, that Pitt City was right here. He's on this saying, like, I don't want any trades while he's still here. It's going to happen.
Absolutely.
I understand your concern. Like you're dead on. I get it, but you got to hope that there's something there that's better because it has to happen. They're not going to keep Andrew Heaney. He wasn't here to be kept. You know what I mean? They knew Bubba was coming. They know that, you know, that Burrows and Ashcraft they're on their way. You know what I mean? So I think, was there any news on Barco, by the way? Have you heard anything? I feel like I've missed that, but this is it. Martin says, we talked about need for offense all winter. Pham and Frazier was not the answer. To be fair, Frazier was not the answer for Ben Cherington either. He was supposed to be a backup the whole time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's a little bit there where I think that even he didn't think that was the answer. But Pham, he definitely did. And that's been a joke.
Yeah.
I like this.
Not a good one either. It was, like, it's not even a good one.
No. So anyway, where are we at? Okay, we're getting close here. We started a few minutes late. I guess that was kind of my last thing there was listening on Heaney. And I'll ask you one more. And this one may be a little more tricky, but early on this season, like we're early here. We've got somebody who's maybe playing pretty decent, but like, do you also listen on IKF? Is there anything there? I mean, these guys are bringing you like low minors anyway. It's not like you're getting, you know, this is going to be a development thing.
Yeah.
And I don't even mind getting pitchers for them since our pitching development has been fantastic lately. I don't even mind if you get young pitching for them because the bats I want them to acquire at some point need to be major league bats. I don't care if they acquire somebody for Greensboro.
Right. But that's my only problem with trading IKF right now. Like, I mean, sure, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen on him and Heaney. Anybody that calls about them, I'll listen. But they're not going to bring me enough to make it like worth it.
I think it's fair to say Heaney more than maybe an IKF because Heaney's been a legit starting pitcher.
Yeah,
and a team that needs one of those is absolutely going to want to get him. So I think there's a lot for Heaney that you can say like, okay, I can get a good prospect for him. IKF maybe a little bit different where you might be able to get like it depends on who you're talking, right? What team you're talking about. Their prospects might not be in, you know, real high, but like you might be looking at maybe a 5-15 type prospect, you know what I'm saying? In a system where IKF probably brings like a 10-20 if it's far away. You know what I mean? Like that.
Right.
Like a really young 10-20 rank. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like otherwise it's a little bit high.
Until I have somebody that is going to be capable of playing shortstop at the major league level, then why bother? I guess is what I'm saying. Not that I wouldn't listen. It's just why bother? Like I'm going to bring up somebody to play short, or I'm going to be playing somebody at short that's just as bad or worse. Then what's the difference?
So I guess the question, well, if you can get anything back, I mean, he's not going to be here next year. You have to trade him this year, whether that's the deadline or right now. I think because he's playing pretty well, like decently well, why wouldn't you move him? Like, why wouldn't you listen early?
See, I don't know that IKF is a guy you have to trade. He's just not.
If he's not part of this team next year, you know what I'm saying? I think in a situation where you're losing a lot of games, I don't know why he's not on the list of obvious guys that you would move this year. He's going to be a good bench piece for somebody who needs that guy if they're making a playoff push. And yeah, Martin says his salary too. Come on, Jake. They can dump money. They're going to dump money. but it's, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where even if you had like a third baseman hurt and he can come in and play third or even second base, like I think teams would be into that. Like he's not been terrible. You know what I'm saying? The bat has not even been terrible. And if you have him in a better lineup, like he's hitting, you know, what, 280 right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if somebody's got like that updated, but I think I'm pretty sure it's 280. But like there's something there. He's playing well right now. And so I think that there is some value for a team pushing to have that depth where if somebody gets hurt, you can plug this guy in and feel like you have a major league player playing that position. I don't like it at shortstop that much, but I would like it at second or third. Like he's won a gold glove at third before. He's not terrible. There's been flashes of him being pretty good defensively, but at the bat, he's been at least consistent. You have him in the bottom of an order in a playoff team, like he's not going to hurt you.
Right. Yeah. And I'm just saying, I don't have to move him. He's not like a guy that's like a must move.
Okay. Well, let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the fact that like who will, like if they move him, what does that look like here? And why would you like, let's not worry about, you know, the have to or the whatever, but let's worry about like, okay, but if you move him, who's your shortstop?
Right. That's the question of the day. That's why I'm not in a hurry to listen on him. That's why I'll wait till the deadline to move him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm listening to Heaney now.
Yeah.
I'm not in a hurry to move IKF.
Okay. But what are your options?
When he's healthy, you got Nicky. You got Triolo still hanging around. Peggy.
Yeah. I think your list stops. I mean, you could say Chang, but like he can't even hit in AAA.
Right.
But he would be a good defensive player. And at some point, like you're going to get to a point in this season where like it's over. So what are, you know what I mean? There is something to that. I don't know what that looks like right now. I think there's some pride that they need to play for.
Yeah.
So Michael 412 says Torpedo bat Triolo. He thinks that's okay. Miles says Gonzalez would be his choice. Maybe Piguero. So like you could see that. Bucko Mike's going all the way down to Curve and Pichardo. Bring him up. Let's do it. let's jump all the things.
Let's you know just what bring I mean? Connor Griffin up.
Connor Griffin, let him play short. You know what I mean? Let's do it. No, I don't know.
My pick would be Gonzalez if he's healthy.
Yeah, I think so. I think if it is Gonzalez, it's because you want to see, and this is where I think it comes in where it starts to make sense. You want to see maybe some more of Nick York and see what you have there and if you can get him. The problem is if you think that you can build something that could actually compete in 2026, which is, you know, there's a lot of opinions on whether or not that's possible, but and whether or not they're willing to spend the money to make that possible, I think is a good question, right? Yeah. But if you were going to, the last thing you want to do is try to like see if Nick York can figure it out next year. You may as well see if he can figure it out this year. He needs to struggle a little bit this year so that he can, you know what I mean, you know, walk today so he can run tomorrow, kind of an idea, you know what I'm saying? And the same with maybe guys like Billy Cook. Like, why even hold on to him, a 26-year-old, if you're just going to play him in AAA? You know what I mean? Like, let's try to be smart about some of those types of things and get them up there. Matt Gorski's probably on that list as well. And so fam, and you know what I mean? Like, there's guys that you need to get rid of at some point. And I think IKF just getting him out of the way might be smart. Adam Frazier eventually is out of the way. There will be a team that will take Adam Frazier from you for some, who knows, relief pitcher in single A. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that's something and maybe it's not, but if you think about the value of him being here or the value of him being away, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously like the player, it's just what we can't afford to have him take at bats away from guys who could use major league at bats.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, that's kind of where I'm at there, but
yeah, I'm with you.
Couple more questions in here and then we'll sign off for the night. This one might be a quick one. Pit City What says, does it make you feel better? Bob and Ben are really trying. I think the first part of that is, are they? I don't know that it does make, you know what I mean? Like, I like to look at all the things and try to make everything fair, right?
Yeah.
But I'm still watching the same team, regardless of whether you say you're trying or not. And when it comes to Ben, I think everybody, Jake, I believe everybody's trying. I don't believe that there's anybody that is employed specifically at that level, speaking of Ben, at the major league level, that's not trying, right? It just matters whether the moves they've made have worked or not, and if they're good at it. And it seems like there's not a whole lot there to like about a lot of the things that he's done. Now, is there a bone to throw to say he's probably been strapped at different points? Yeah, but maybe not enough of one, right? And you know, there's things you learn over time. And the fact that Bob Nutting gets mad at situations, then that means that, like, he cared more, or maybe there was something that he was saying. You know, you think back at the Rowdy Tellez thing. Bob Nutting didn't care about that money. He was mad at that situation. And everybody says, oh, Nutting's cheap. They cut him. Nutting was mad about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't care about the 30K. Pay him the 30K, then release him was probably, you know, that would be a Nutting thing to do. We hear the way the players talk about Bob Nutting. He's always good to me. We hear that from so many players. He was always good to me. Right.
Yeah.
Jack Wilson was the last one I heard it from when he was on NS9. He said, he was great to me and my family. I won't get involved in that, basically. You know what I mean? To paraphrase it.
Yeah.
But like, whatever. He's still, we all still see. So if you say like he's trying, like you just doubt it. I don't see it. You know, what do you mean you're trying? Yeah. Put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
Like, show me an example. And Brian Reynolds, like these extensions aren't always it. Like, go get a free agent. We had a corner outfield spot that needed to be an impact player, and you brought in a guy who was never an impact player in his career. Not even in his best years was an impact player.
Yeah.
So like that's one of the things, like I understand you're saying that you want to win and try, but like you're not showing us that. I think maybe a good question would be like, does it make you feel better that Bob Nutting cares? Because I do believe that to be true. I just don't know that he knows what it looks like to try. But I don't doubt for one minute that he cares. And I think on the flip side, if I'm making speculation, which by the way, I don't know these guys. I can't really, I am not an accurate, I can't say an accurate description of these guys. So just to throw that out there, right? I don't know them. But I would say that you got maybe Bob, a guy who cares but doesn't know how to try. And you got Ben, who tries, but I'm not sure he cares. Other than the fact that, like, there's a personal thing saying, like, I want to do a good job, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question, because I don't think it does, right? Period. The answer is no, but it is a conversation. And the last one, which is a lot of the chat here. And Jake, I'll give you the first shot here. Would you listen on Bednar? And I'll go one step further here. When?
I mean, I'm listening. I'm 15, 32. I'm listening. I don't necessarily want to get rid of Bednar. I think he's coming back into his own, and for what it's worth, is throwing well, but we're not going to score runs. What do we need a closer for? And he's a year of control left, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, just 1 year of control, which, by the way, is through arbitration, is going to be rather expensive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, I mean, I'm listening.
Right now, or I mean, deadline, or off season.
I'm starting to listen. I'm probably pushing it back a little bit to maybe the deadline, because I think he's coming back into his own. Get a few more innings under his belt. Get a few more saves under his belt. All that kind of stuff. You build it up a little higher. You build your return up a little higher. I don't think you sell now. I think you could.
Mm-hmm.
I think people will still want him right now, but I think you can get his stock a little higher if you wait.
Okay.
And I don't see us making a big enough improvement by the deadline to making it worth keeping him.
Yep. Yeah, I think this is an interesting one because he wasn't on my list. IKF and Heaney are guys I would listen to immediately. You know what I mean? And I understand that shortstop, he's not great at shortstop. So how bad does it really get? But
I'm just waiting for Gonzalez to get back on IKF.
Yeah, I mean, even for me, though, like Triolo could do it. You know what I mean? Like, Gonzalez will be here shortly. Like, I don't think he's going to be long.
Right.
I mean, he started his rehab. I don't think he's going to be that long. But Triolo can play that position, though. Even before you make a move with Nick York, you can wait a little bit on him. But either way, I wasn't thinking of Bednar, and maybe, I don't know, the more I think about it, like Matt says, Bednar might bring a haul, and like you said, they don't have need for it. Bucko Mike here says Santana can close, and he's cheap, and he is closing right now. He's the closer right now. Like, Bednar's been the eighth inning guy. Vince says trade him in a heartbeat. Miles, I would imagine an outsider shopping Bednar might have more interest in Santana. I don't know. I don't think so, because of the fact that, like, first off, Santana is cheaper, and I just don't see them. I don't see them going that route. You know what I mean? But also, I think that Bednar has, it's two all-stars. He was very good, has a track record. The stuff looks really good right now. I would also say this, Jake, about the timing of it, which is what I'm thinking that, like, maybe, but like, we saw how quickly it can fall apart. And that's true for relievers, like in general. So there is a piece of that. Sherrod says Santana could be traded too. Him and Bednar have 1 year of control. Doubt they want to pay that hard price. Is that true about Santana? That does he have that much service time? I didn't realize that. Thought he was still ARB. Free agent 2027. So he's 4 years ARB eligible. So like he'll start getting his, like he started getting ARB this year. So he still has, yeah, just 26 left. So yeah, it's the same thing. So maybe Santana's on that list too. I don't know who you have to close. You know what I mean? And yeah, you know, but who cares? The only thing that would bother me there is like if the offense does start scoring and we go back to the beginning of the year where like the bullpen just kept blowing it up. Like I don't know. But then again, I don't know when it is. Like, when are you not trying anymore? If you move both of those guys, and like we said, Ben Sherrington's making those moves.
Yeah.
How far, you know, do you want it? Maybe Santana is better moved in the offseason with a new GM. Maybe Bednar too, but Bednar, I'm just thinking about that situation where if you could send him directly to a team that's in the race, you can at least, you know, PR wise. And I know there's a lot of Yinzers that don't care. They want to see him go, but like, you know, you can at least say like, you know what? This guy's been great for us. Let's give him an opportunity. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. Rob says, IKF is a good player, but they're misusing him as an everyday shortstop. That's right. True. If he was a backup, you know, infielder and could play shortstop occasionally, third base, second base, move around. If somebody gets hurt, I don't care what position it is, you're replacing a hurt player. Problem is, he's not replacing a hurt player here.
Right.
He's the guy they decided to go with. Mailman asked the same question. So we talked about this earlier, Mailman. I don't know if I haven't seen you in here tonight, but do you want Sherrington making those trades? Not technically, but he'll have to. Like they say, like if you wait for the off season, then you can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I see Bednar to Philly, and then Wentz has come back down to earth. I mean, they just had Alvarado go down with an 80-game suspension, which means he's not eligible for the postseason because of PEDs. So, like, I texted Stroop, and I said, hey, Wentz already helped you win one game. We'll trade him to you. He's already got one in the books for you guys.
That's hilarious.
But Bednar would be a good fit for Philly. The problem is when I made that joke to him, he then sent back, I don't know that we have any bats to send you. Like there's nobody, like everybody that's good is in the major league. So maybe there's something to that. I don't know. It's been crazy. We'll leave it with this. Rob says Bud Black was probably happy to be fired. What door do you want me to walk out of? There could be a situation, Jake, where Bud Black was technically relieved of his duties.
Right.
Was actually relieved of his duties. But yeah, I don't know. It's been frustrating, obviously. I do think that there are better days ahead of us. But when I say that, it's with the understanding that those better days are a 500 team, which until this series is exactly what Don Kelly had done. And that's without an offense. And the Phillies are really good. So they're going to at least win the series. We should have been able to take a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had a lead Friday night.
Probably the one, you know, we had the lead in or the one that we only gave up one run.
Right. It should have been one of those games. You should be able to win one of those games.
But that's the difference I'm seeing right now. By the way, like we're in almost all these games.
Yeah.
Like,
today's a difficult one, right? Like you could say we're in, but like, without scoring, are you in a game yet? Like
true.
You have this schemes going and he's awesome and he only gave up one run. So it feels like you're in.
Yeah.
But like if you haven't scored one run, if it's 2-1, I'll tell you you're right. In the game. But like without a run, are you actually in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, I think Bednar does get a good return.
Mm-hmm.
I think Heaney does get a good return. And the earlier you trade them, the longer they have them, which increases value. So I think there's something there too. Santana, maybe I'm waiting for a new GM to make that deal because I think you need somebody in the back end.
Yeah.
And if you get rid of both of them, Jake, if you get rid of both of them, Colin Holderman might be the closer. I just wanted to dodge from bullets that might come at the screen.
I mean, when's Moretta back?
I'd see, but is he closer material, Jake? We don't know.
I'd rather throw him at it than Holderman.
It's a scary thought, man.
Yeah.
It's a scary thought. Hey guys, thanks for joining us. Rob, I'm way behind. I don't know, man. We could be way behind in broadcasting this thing too, man. I don't know. Either way, thanks for listening to us all the time. There'll be shows the rest of the week, and you know, maybe we'll have a day where they score more than 4 runs this week. You'd like to see a 7 Hopefully. Straight games, Jake. 7 straight games. You think you can come out of this thing 4-3? Or what's your level of hope on how this thing... That's a good point.
3-4 is my guess.
I mean, that's all their roster is, Jake. You know what I mean? That's where we're at. All right. This song's going to end, and I'm going to have to play it again, so... That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll play the daily one just so we have something different, guys. Thanks for being here. Let's get out of here.
Oh, let's go, Bucks.
Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to my dad and Uncle Jake on the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Don't forget to subscribe so you know when new episodes are released. Clear the deck, cannonball coming, and let's go Bucks.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.